Luke chapter 6, verses 1 through 5, these are God's words. Now it happened on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the grain fields, and his disciples plucked the heads of grain and ate them, rubbing them in their hands. Some of the Pharisees said to them, "Why are you doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath?" But Jesus, answering them, said, "Have you not even read this, what David did when he was hungry? He and those who were with him, how he went into the house of God and took and ate the showbread and also gave some to those with him, which is not lawful for any but the priests to eat. And he said to them, 'The Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath.'" So far the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. In these five verses, Holy Spirit teaches us that keeping Sabbath is all about spending it with Jesus. It's all about whom you are with. Now, which day of the week is the Sabbath for us now? We call it the Lord's Day. And why do we call it the Lord's Day? Because it is especially the day for being with the Lord Jesus. This comes directly from what John, the apostle, calls that day in Revelation chapter 1, and what Jesus says about himself here in these five verses, that he is the Lord of the Sabbath. Now, we've seen several times in Luke that it was Jesus' habit to preach in the synagogues and proclaim himself as the Messiah in the synagogues on the Sabbath day. This is how Jesus spent the Sabbath in gathered worship. And then when gathered worship was over, we know that at least on one occasion, for instance, he went over to Peter's house, where Peter's wife's mom was sick, and he healed her, and so forth. So we don't know to whose house they are going for the after party, where they will sit and talk theology, and especially listen to Jesus and give their attention to him. But probably that is what is happening. At any rate, wherever Jesus is going, his path at this point takes him through a grain field. Now, the Jews had laws from God, particularly the one that applies here is a law in Deuteronomy that we have read recently. I can't remember now. I think it's in chapter 23, at the end of the chapter. It's at the end of one of those chapters. The law was that if you were walking through your neighbor's field and you were hungry, you weren't allowed to put a sickle in and harvest to carry some home. But you were, as you walked, allowed to grab a head of grain and rub it up with your fingers to get the chaff off or whatever, and pop the fresh grain into your mouth and eat it. Now, God had made a distinction between that small, out-of-need gleaning that you are allowed to do in order to feed yourself, and the work in your neighbor's field, which would have been stealing. So the Pharisees were actually wrong about what the disciples were doing being unlawful on the Sabbath. What the disciples were doing were fine. This is also where we get the doctrine of deeds of necessity being permissible on the Sabbath, that we may attend to basic physical needs on the Sabbath, especially because they enable us to do what? To give our attention to Jesus, to gather for public worship. And there's wisdom that you need in how you apply it. So this might go to things like not considering taking a nap between services, profaning the day by idleness, because it enables you to do better in the Holy Assembly in the evening, or perhaps even taking little ones and while you keep watch and keep them in a Sabbath mindset, allowing them to run around and get some of that pent-up energy out so that they can worship well in the evening assembly or whatever. There is wisdom to be applied as to what you would consider a deed of necessity, but taking care of basic human needs in order to be with Jesus, and especially here, because they are with Jesus. And that's actually the line of answering that Jesus gives. Notice the Pharisees question the disciples, but Jesus answers for them. And the reason that Jesus answers for them is because he doesn't want to start an argument over whether or not the actual action of the disciples was precisely permissible on the Sabbath. Jesus wants to draw attention to the main part of the commandment. Now, the main part of the fourth commandment is, remember the day to keep it holy. Yes, there's lots of things that you're not supposed to do, like harvest your field. But the Sabbath isn't about not harvesting fields. That's a negative that is necessary in order to keep the primary part of the commandment, to remember the day, to keep it holy. And especially when the Lord took to himself a people at Mount Sinai, not only were they generally then to spend the day in the worship of God personally and in households, which had been from the beginning of the creation, even before the fall, God had consecrated the day as holy. But when God gathered to himself a church out of Egypt, he added this particular principle of the morning and evening sacrifices, and for the Sabbath, particular morning and evening sacrifices. And he also added this this institution of the holy assembly. And so the keeping of the day generally from the creation of the world is as a day of worship unto God, as a holy day. And now that God has a church on earth, he especially makes it a day of holy called worship in the corporate assemblies, morning and evening on his holy day. Now, did God stop having a church when Jesus came? No, of course not. But now you don't have the sons of Aaron who are the priests. You have Jesus himself, and you don't have David who is king. You have Jesus himself. And so our king and our priest has his church still. And Hebrews tells us in chapter 4 that there remains a Sabbath keeping. And so Jesus wants us to see that the day is all about him. And Jesus wants the Pharisees to see that the disciples are doing what they are doing because they are with him. And that's why he brings up this episode with David, that David's special position, looking forward to the Messiah, looked forward to this too, that there were special privileges or perks attached to being with him. David and those around him at the time were where they were because they were being attacked by Saul. They were being attacked by the one who was in power in Israel. But when God looked upon the nation of Israel, David was his anointed one. And those who were with David, yes, they were outcasts and they were being attacked by God's own people. But by being with David, they were in a place of special blessing from God. And so Jesus is saying, you know, Pharisees who are currently the official spiritual leaders, in the various cities and the various synagogues, but are attacking me and those who are with me. This has happened before. You can open in your Hebrew Bible and turn and find where those who are in charge were attacking the anointed of the Lord and those who are with him, but God was showing them special mercy and special providence because they were with him, and they were even, of course, guests among the Levites. And as their guests, they received good things. So for us, the main thing is not what we don't do on the Sabbath, although those things are necessary. It's necessary to figure out what we need to put aside and not do in order that we might pay attention to the thing that is the most important part, which is what we do, gather for worship, and especially in the holy assemblies, and whatever is necessary in order to give our attention to Jesus. That's how the disciples ended up in the grain field, right? They didn't just say, hey, I know what we'll do on the Sabbath. Deeds of mercy or deeds of necessity are permissible. So let's run out to someone's grain field and have a grain rubbing and eating party. That's not how they got there, is it? They're in that grain field because they were with Jesus. So that's what I want. Not just I, that's what the scripture wants of us. And I want each of you, as you think about that, every Lord's Day, whatever you do, aim at worshiping Jesus, giving your heart to him, spending the day, especially in the gatherings, the holy gatherings, the worship services with God's people, but then in the rest of the day, doing those things that are especially enabling you to keep the same mindset, to be ready for the next service, or thinking about and dwelling upon, meditating upon what just happened in the previous service and what we heard, read, and sung, and prayed. If you need to get some wiggles out or something, have someone who is godly lead you so that you can do it in a Sabbath way. Don't just run off with kids and play riotously until someone points out that it's time to do the next thing. Okay, let us be focusing on being with Christ and whatever enables us to give our attention to him. Let us do that with all our heart, and let's count it a joy. And then especially don't spend your Sabbath day looking around at others and making all kinds of accusations about whether or not they are keeping well or not. Gather to Christ with his people. That's what the day is for. There are those who have been put in positions like Mom and I with you guys, or the elders of the church or the congregation, in which we have a leadership position and we have extra responsibility for those who are under us. You can encourage someone to do something worshipful with you. They say, let's go play with sticks. And you say, actually, I'd like to spend time with Mr. whoever. Someone who is godly, and you can ask them questions about the scripture that we heard in the services, or let them take the lead. And of course, come and find me, and you can even remind me, because I'm fleshly too, and I'm forgetful. And you say, Dad, I was just going to go running and playing, but will you help me keep the Lord's Day? And I might go out with you and help you keep the Lord's Day. And if I see that you do need to get some running out, or maybe I will train you in being quiet without having to do that. But we'll see. We'll keep it together. The main thing is that Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. It has always been about remembering the day to keep it holy unto him. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your mercy to us, that you have created us to know you and enjoy you. We thank you for giving us one day in seven, in which especially to spend that time with you and now with your people in the holy assemblies of the Sabbath, the Lord's Day, the Christian Sabbath. And we pray that you would help us to remember the privilege and joy of being with Jesus, that our hearts would be full of the wonderful purpose of the day, and that we would aim at that in everything we do, and even everything that we choose not to do for that reason. Help us, Lord, by your Spirit, to keep it well, for our flesh does not naturally keep any part of your law, but your Spirit, who works in us the heart and mind of Christ, he helps us, and so we pray for his work in our hearts and in our minds. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.